Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The Iranian US thing. This is like watching the slowest train crash in the entire world. I didn't actually think a war of this magnitude could actually become boring, but yet somehow they are. It seems to just be going round and round in circles, and I don't understand why. Tensions between Iran and the US still remain one of the most serious diplomatic flashpoints in global affairs. While military posturing continues, the US forces are in the Middle East in great numbers. They also are trying to negotiate. Now, this week's one being pushed off to Thursday. To help us understand whether these tensions are moving towards resolution or escalation, we are joined by Irina Zuckerman. She's a human rights and national security attorney based in the United States. She has extensive experience in analyzing geopolitical and foreign issues. Irina, very, very good morning. So can you start by summarizing where the U.S.-Iran relations stand right now? Is it on the brink of escalation, or is it moving closer towards resolution?
Good morning, and thank you so much for the invitation. Let's start by saying that U.S. and Iran have been in the state of war for the past 47 years. If anything, most of it has been a largely frozen conflict with ups and downs, moments of escalation and diplomatic denouements that ultimately never brought U.S. any closer to any sort of resolution, because the only resolution that would put an end to this state is the collapse of the regime and the acceptance of basic international norms by the new Iranian government. That is not about to happen without very significant changes. Right now, there are a couple of options on the table. One of them is a diplomatic path to a very narrow agreement, mostly focused on a nuclear freeze, which will not guarantee, by the way, that Iran will not cheat or will not resume its nuclear enrichment activities later on. It will essentially only limit some of it according to the terms of the deal, which is unlikely to receive a treaty level approval either, for that matter. So we are talking about a smaller scale effort similar to JCPOA, but with much more at stake, because Iran now is much closer to completing its nuclear program than it's ever been before. The other option is, of course, a limited strike to strike down the nuclear program and some of the key Iranian defenses that would set it back. That would only be a temporary fix. The third option, and that could potentially bring Iran to the diplomatic agreement. That's the Trump is thinking. The third option is a much more protracted campaign by the U.S. to destroy as much of defensive conventional nuclear capacity that Iran has now. But that too ultimately would only be a temporary fix. Now, some observers are saying that a very extensive bombardment campaign and the targeting of some of the leadership could bring about the collapse of the state itself, and that could potentially resolve all the outstanding issues. I'm not so sure. I think there are many ways in which that could turn out. And I'm not entirely sure that U.S. has planned out its pathway very far past this immediate agreement. And I think that Trump is really banking on it because he needs a political win before the midterms. And that political win could come either through an agreement or a show of strength that ultimately may not solve the problem, but at least will show that Trump appears to be strong on the international stage.
So The reality is that an agreement is almost a pointless exercise because it's always going to involve, it would appear, some form of limited enrichment. We know that Iran has one goal in mind, nobody thinks otherwise, and that is to have nuclear weapons, nuclear capability. So what is this whole dance about?
Is concerned about engaging in a military escalation that will neither result in a full collapse of the state nor at the same time curb the Iranian capability. It could either be too limited, as what happened last time, where U.S. struck the nuclear facilities but did not fully destroy them, and Iran actually recouped rather quickly, or it could lead to the entrenchment of the state or a very messy slow-moving collapse that can result in a great deal of instability, additional terrorist attacks around the world, attacks on U.S. proxies and bases, and all of that would be very bad before the elections because Trump's political opponents could utilize it against him to prevail in the midterms and potentially get him impeached.
So what is given all of that, given these political nuances and influences, what do you think is most likely to happen?
I think at this point, Trump is under a lot of pressure to deliver something. His chief interlocutors on this issue, Witkoff and Kushner, asked for additional time to try to convince the regime to come to the table and sign off on something symbolic. I'm not sure that they have the leverage, and nobody really knows what game the regime is playing, other than they are ready to engage in extreme brinksmanship, and they're not particularly concerned about very limited strikes either. So unless Trump is fully dedicated to a very prolonged campaign, anything that happens either way will be only a band-aid at best and probably will not change the calculation much. The problem is Trump is thinking too narrowly, that it's either has to be military option or diplomacy, and there is nothing more to the story. In reality, neither option is ever a full solution. You need to have to be using all of your tools against the regime, which includes a mixture of very serious military option, support for the local groups trying to initiate internal changes, cyber strikes, sanctions. And you also need to be working with other states in the region to find a solution that would limit the potential fallout from any regime collapse and be prepared for the different potential political possibilities and to act quickly to limit any potential global threats that could arise as a result. I don't think U.S. is thinking in those long-term implications, and that's the problem. Iran is very much willing to take risks of limited action, of confronting U.S. on a limited scale, knowing that Trump does not want a prolonged, extensive war, and they're willing to take risks and short-term pain for the sake of long-term gain.
Very, very interesting. That is unfortunately where we do need to leave it. Irina Zuckerman, human rights and a national security lawyer based in the United States, talking to us about these negotiations. I have to say it leaves me very, very perplexed as we look ahead and we wonder what is going to transpire.